This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, dear boy.
Sure, boy.
Woo. Big.
Sure.
Big.
Why do you favor rape?
Whoa.
Who he?
Hey, can I be the first?
Go ahead.
Congratulations, Whoopi. Thank you. Thank you very much. Congratulations, Whoopi.
Oh, I'm very happy for him.
I've got one as well.
Do you really?
I was on the internet today.
Okay.
Congratulations, OJ.
Yes.
Where's the applause for my man, Juice?
Yay.
Orenthal.
Innocent.
Orenthal James.
We have those tapes, don't we, somewhere?
Oh, they're all magnificent.
He's great.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I believe him.
Every word.
Whoopi! I sure do. Now, here's something that I'll be honest with you, I've not heard yet.
Okay.
The fellas in the back with the peanut-sized brains.
Are they standing by it?
They tell me that this is good, that it's about 2.5 minutes long.
You believe them?
you spit your water out.
That was terrible. That was terrible.
Sure I trust them back there, Mike.
Good, good. No problem.
Sure I do.
All right.
What are you doing here anyway, John? I told you to hightail it out of here. Don't need you today.
Just had to have a little fun, folks, as Dean Martin would say.
Run out and get me some sort of cleaning solution to run these tire tracks off of my back from the bus that ran me over after yesterday's show.
Fun. Fun in Rockville. Another day in Rockville.
Sure is, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, dear boy.
All right, so I guess we won't air the dirty laundry. We'll just we'll press on. They say that this is good because
yes.
The cat who is up on murder charges, I believe, on Court TV, shares the name of one of our favorite people.
Very good.
Okay. Here we go.
It's exciting.
Without question, that print that was on the cardboard underneath the body of the second victim was, in fact, the fingerprints of Michael Hughes.
Michael Hughes. Investigators check out his background and discover Hughes has a dangerous past.
All right, guys.
That's worth it.
John, you still have to leave. But this is good, though.
This is great.
And a long rap sheet.
He was 6'2". About 220 pounds, and had a history of violence and sexual assault cases.
Yeah.
It's Michael Hughes, all right.
Boy, they found out.
Hughes has vanished.
He's at El Zol.
Bueno.
But a fourth victim is suddenly discovered in the same area as the first three.
Oh, no.
Could it be the work of the same killer?
Michael Hughes.
She was found in a shopping cart.
There are differences. This victim was white and obese. Even so, investigators suspect that Michael Hughes is her killer.
My only question is how long will this be a staple of this program?
Forever.
I mean, really, I think forever.
Police go public with Hughes' photo.
We contacted the local media and identified him as a suspect in the murders.
An apartment manager recognizes Hughes as one of his tenants and calls police. Once again, Michael Hughes has outsmarted detectives.
Yeah.
Once again, I've outsmarted them.
I went for the obese white chick. That should throw them off my trail.
MJ, we're on the lam.
Let's change into a different car and get new license plates.
Darling, dye my hair.
I need to have some dramatic plastic surgery.
To catch Hughes and put him behind bars, investigators will have to unravel the knots of a key piece of evidence.
Oh, what's that?
What is
Police are working 24/7 trying to track down a serial killer. Television reports of the manhunt include Michael Hughes' photo.
They've got my photo on TV.
I'm going to kill you as soon as corporate signs off on it. If you could just wait here for 3 to 5 business days.
I am going to end your life as soon as I run it up the flagpole.
Hello, Dan?
Investigators take a blood sample from Hughes and compare it to DNA samples found on the victims. But Hughes throws them a curve.
Michael Hughes.
He claims he had consensual sex with the 4 women.
Oh, my.
That he didn't kill anyone.
I didn't kill anybody.
He was so intent on humiliating his victims that even when he killed a 320-pound woman, he figured out a way to move the body and pose it outside.
Come here, darling.
Okay, my friend. You don't speak any longer, but I'm going to pose you.
My sweet.
Oh, yes. More in the continuing rampage of Michael Hughes.
The manager of the building where Michael Hughes lived could see Michael Hughes with the shopping cart moving it out of the apartment the morning that she was found.
Michael Hughes' motive is never established during the trial, and his insanity plea is unsuccessful.
I'm crazy.
Within a few days, the jury convicts Michael Hughes.
Yay.
And sentences him to life without the possibility of parole.
Life at CBS Radio.
CBS.
I thought this case deserved a death verdict. However, he will not do this to any other women. So the bottom line is that the community is safe from this predator.
Okay.
There it is.
All right.
Yeah.
You're listening to the ramblings of a moron.
The Don and Mike Show. I'm in love.
Hi, girls.
Welcome to Paula Time.
Hi, Meredith.
And then why do people have sex?
I'll tell you why.
What about the vagina?
Right.
And frankly, nor do I care to listen to it.
Have you ever been waxed?
Any part of my body, you mean?
Any part. Any part at all.
Gilman?
I think Gilman has.
Gilman, of course, Amanda.
Yeah, him at some point, yeah.
Oh, we should do that again.
Why? What's the big deal?
I don't know. I just want to wax you.
I'd like to wax you, too.
Hey.
Hey.
How
are
you?
Thank you.
Hey.
That was gross.
That is gross.
That was fantastic.
Oh, that was gross.
Looks like baby vomit.
Is there a problem?
Yeah, you never shut up.
Hi, Paris.
Everybody can suck it.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hey, man, where you been all day, man? I had trouble getting you on the phone, man.
Call us.
On the phone? Yeah.
Call us.
Wow, man, I don't even have a phone. Oh, well, that's probably why I had trouble getting you then.
Yeah, something stinks like stale French fries.
What are you doing, Al Coker?
Oh, loved it. Mark Trout and I both been doing lines all day.
Yeah. All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
I am.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Welcome.
Welcome back.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
Right. Hi there, little brains.
Hello.
That is it, the stinky spot on your dial.
Wonderful.
Don and Mike Show, new episode, and it's Wednesday. And the phone number is the same as it was yesterday. 877-365-3636. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Speak to us, sir.
First call of a brand new broadcast day.
It's all about you.
Many would say this sets the tone.
Yeah.
For the upcoming show.
I've always believed in that with all of my soul.
Roll of the dice.
So let's give it a shot again. Hello, it's you. You are on the air caller.
Hello!
Howdy.
How be you?
Bup.
No, I heard it.
Bip.
Go Bup. Ahead.
Bip.
Hello.
Could be a software problem. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Could be the heat.
Don and Mike.
Yes, that's our names. Don't wear them out, please, friend.
What is it going to take for you guys to keep my name out of your mouth? I'm not.
It's the Oakland, California guy, Mike.
Waiting perhaps even overnight to call the show. I mean, ridiculous.
Was he not mimicking OJ, though?
You think
maybe
so?
Maybe he was trying to be topicality.
Who knows?
With any assistance you might give him, it still makes for a bad call.
True enough. But may I take a moment to say happy birthday to Doug Tracht?
Everybody's got there. Everybody came in with their nugget today. Pixie.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, hello.
Hey, a little bit of topicality.
Hey, we have maggots on the line.
Who's on the blower? Yeah,
I'm a lawman.
Did you hear that Paris Hilton's grandfather was embarrassed by her actions? And he's cutting her out of the will of $50 million.
Whose grandfather?
Paris Hilton's.
Paris Hilton's grandfather is cutting her out of the will, I heard on the news this morning.
Everybody can suck it.
Well, good. Thank you. Don't her parents have the money anyway? Aren't they the really big money people in that equation? It's mama and papa, not grandpa.
Kathy Hilton is the rich mom, and she bangs the guy who's the Hilton Hotel guy,
and
right?
Grandpa, I don't doubt, might have 50 mil lying around for Paris, but I don't think that's relevant to her inheritance.
I bet Paris has 50 million anyway.
Probably does.
And this story was proven to be not true anyhow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so she's fine.
Who he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like we all really worry about Paris Hilton.
Well, everybody can suck it.
That is kind of ridiculous to go, oh, my God, she's going to lose $50 million. What is she going to do?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, how are you doing?
Pretty good.
Hey, man.
I'm moving to Alabama, and I was wondering, you guys don't broadcast Alabama, do you?
No, and that is by choice.
But people don't realize, because we talk quite often about our backgrounds, and it's primarily fictitious, that both Don and I come from Alabama with a banjo on our knee.
A banjo made of chocolate.
Yes, a chocolate banjo that melts in the summertime.
And we drive a truck. We drive a truck made of ham.
Yeah, the ham truck hauling banjos made of chocolate.
But no, it's a choice. It's a lifestyle choice not to broadcast in Alabama.
We were very popular in Alabama for a time. Mobile was our bitch.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, your old buddy Mark Weiss, and as a record promoter, I just want to tell you, here in that Grand Funk Railroad, man, you made my year.
Yeah, baby.
Forget
right
making
on.
My day. Forget making my year.
Right on.
You made my year.
Yeah, man.
Bye.
Hello, Mark.
I don't know how you guys handle it when old friends call.
You always get a look on your face when Mark calls. I know you're fond of him. Quite fond of him.
Mark really, in real life, was one of my best buddies. Back in the day when I was a music director, he worked for a bunch of record companies.
And I was a program director and had some dealings with Mr. Weiss myself.
He was always a very nice guy.
What was his label? I'm trying to think.
It was Pushy Records. Hold on. I'm kidding. It was Jewy.
Hi, Mark.
No, hold on. The whole name was Pushy Jew Records. That was the name of the label that Mark Weiss promoted.
He's a good friend. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hopefully your day is going okay. He's laughing louder than anybody.
Hello,
right
Don and Mike show. Hi, hello. Ah, come on.
It's not you again, is it?
No, there's nobody there. I don't know if it's a problem with the software. Did this thing get rebooted, Robbie?
Okay.
And incidentally, when we reboot things here, it's a little different than you at home. We take
a metal tip boot.
We use a boot. We use what are they called? I'm trying to think of the flavor of boot.
Jack boot?
No, it's the work boot. It's the classic work
shank?
Boot. What?
A steel shank.
I'm talking about a brand. Rob, you're a retail guy. The brand of boot.
Doc Martin?
Oh, what's that one you used to have when
there's
when you,
Timberland? When you that's were, not, but that's the
what's
trendy
the one,
one
with the buckle that everybody had when we were kids?
I know. Damn it.
Buster Brown?
No.
He's a fan.
Oh, you said buckle. I just
hi there, Buzz. Hi.
Those were your shoes, Buzz.
Yeah, that's right. Buzz's, I forget.
Buzz's velvety pants, his short pants.
That's right.
Buzz wore Buster Browns up until the age of 18.
They had buckles.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
You're inside of a FedEx truck.
Hi there. What's happening, FedEx guy?
Hey, did you happen to see that bridge that came down on a FedEx van?
Was it in California?
Yeah, near Chico.
I didn't know it was in Northern California. I might as well apologize now then. Real sorry.
Mike, that's not funny. Someone could have been hurt, Mike.
I know. Nobody was killed, were they?
No, he came out with a sprained ankle.
Not bad.
It's amazing. So shout out to that, a near
tragedy for our FedEx friend out there in Northern California. And shame on you, Mike.
I'm really torn here because I love FedEx, and well, then there's Northern California.
Yeah. I do like FedEx.
You do?
Yeah, I like FedEx better than any of them.
Why don't you like FedEx?
That's it. It's the stadium.
Uh-huh. Okay, you win, Rob. Mm-hmm. I'm with you. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yes, it's you. Go ahead.
Hello. Welcome to Dumbass Wednesday.
The rash of this.
Welcome to I Just Can't Reach That Pimple Between My Balls Wednesday.
And you know that is a difficult enterprise.
Welcome to It Tastes Like Blood Wednesday.
I want to say hi to my FedEx guy. I don't know his first name, but I talk to him all the time, and he's the only guy that delivers to my house where I'm actually able to see him. Oh. And so I've had many, many wonderful conversations, and my FedEx guy is just, it's the best. It's like when you're going to get something when you're supposed to get it,
right.
it's always perfect, you know. It's and my UPS guy from my old house, I never had a relationship with after he after mommy sent me lobsters for my birthday one year, and yeah. And I called the UPS person. They said, "Oh yeah, I'm looking over at it now. That package is in the cage from yesterday afternoon.
Mm.
They put it in the holding cage." You have not lived until you have opened a delivery of live Maine lobsters that were supposed to be there 2 days early.
That Ooh. Would make it look like I imagine lobsters look like that Dick Van Patten dog food that's
yes.
gone bad. I saw. When they were doing the thing on the news last week about the latest round of botulism with dog food,
right.
that they were spotlighting the Dick Van Patten food, and it was the hobo chili and the Irish stew,
oh.
the stuff that both Buzz and Mike had eaten out of the dog can.
Buzz, I wouldn't say eaten. We devoured it.
I loved it. The stew was fantastic.
The Irish stew was absolutely fantastic. And who knows? Maybe there were traces of it in there then.
Well, if they were, they were delicious.
Anyway, they're besmirching the good name of Van Patten because there it was. It's that grainy, like Betamax style camera uh-huh. that just slowly zooms in on that bad picture of him wearing the hobo outfit.
Yeah,
I remember it so clearly. It
very
was like,
sad,
almost like a chalk drawing in full color, and he had a stick.
It looked like from a Whitman sampler or something.
And on the stick is like a checkered handkerchief that has all his belongings in it.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
he's a hobo.
He's a hobo chili and
hobo.
And now don't they say that the some of the tainted products are include. Toothpaste?
Yes.
From yeah. China?
That's right.
Who buys Chinese toothpaste?
I do. That's more people than you know.
I had two hands go up.
I buy Clest.
Tainted Love.
Clest.
I buy Plupsident.
Also good.
Ultra Blight.
What is it that they were doing with the bread in China? That they were putting cardboard in bread?
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
Did you see the picture of the hairiest man in China?
I did not.
I love the Yahoo. Because every day I get a fabulous photo of an 11 or 1200 pound man, or for instance today, the hairiest man in China who
right.
looked exactly like a monkey. But here's where Yahoo lets me down. They show the picture of the hairiest man in China, and then they say, this picture taken from his hospital bed. And that was it. And no explanation as to why the hairiest man in China was in the hospital.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
We need answers.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
It was the name of naming that boot you were looking for, Dingo boot?
Dingo.
Dingo. Those are them.
Dingos.
That's them.
That's the kind you were talking about.
Right, the kind that had a strap and
right.
a buckle on the side.
Yep.
And the work boot I was looking for was Red Wing. Red Wing
okay.
shoes. Those are the steel-toed, real construction worker boots.
Was it another one called Wolverine?
Wolverine is another construction-type
yep.
work boot.
Right, but that this yep. guy's got the win. Dingo. Those are the ones that all the cool kids had.
That's right.
Dingo.
And then you get your whole line of Western boots. You know, you get
right.
your Justin, your Nakona. You know, all those good ones. Lucchese.
Oh, I saw an ad today. I wrote this down. I think that whole restless leg syndrome thing.
Huh.
I've mentioned this before. It's the biggest crock. It really is. Who doesn't have restless leg syndrome? See, Mike, you got it. You're twitching right now.
Yeah, oh, that's from The Hangover.
However, when I watched the ad today for Requip, that's the name of the pill.
That's right.
I backed it up five different times.
One, two.
To make sure that this was in the disclaimer. And it was. If you get gambling, sexual, or other urges, please see your doctor.
Yes.
Discontinue use of Requip.
I'm saying I want some of this. Seriously, if there is a pill and the
gambling, sexual, and what?
Gambling, sexual, or other urges.
Excellent.
It's like those are the two main side effects. If you take this thing for restless leg syndrome, it makes you want to gamble or it makes you want to hump.
Yeah, but you cannot take it if you don't have restless leg, because if you take that in order to stimulate your gambling and sexual urges when you go to Las Vegas, yeah, you'll walk into the casino dragging your left leg behind you.
How is it, though, that they could have a pill, yeah, that works with the chemistry in your brain that would give you the urge to gamble?
Mm-hmm.
And what if you combined it and you just wanted to gamble and you wanted to, like, have sex with people who have AIDS?
Right.
Because you would be gambling and you would be having sex.
Yeah. Well, I think they're both.
And then could you then sue if you got AIDS? Could you sue restless leg?
No, because they're both things you mentioned are based on luck. Good luck and bad luck.
Bad luck, yeah.
Or maybe both bad luck. You know, what if the dealer has 21 five times in a row, and meanwhile you're getting jiggy with it under the table with you know, somebody who's diseased,
right? And it's all because your leg just wouldn't stay underneath the covers.
It could be terrible.
It could be hobble.
Terrible.
Hey, that's terrible.
Terrible. Oh, you know what that is? I hear Mike in the background.
What is that?
That's the bus.
Oh, the bus
that's coming to run us over. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.